Welcome to another episode of The Little Shows That Couldn't. I'm your host, Brett Medill. With me is, as always, co-host Sean Stewart.
That'd be me.
And we've got episode 3 about Lucky Louie, where we're covering episodes 5 and 6 of the only season of Lucky Louie.
That is correct.
And the first one we're talking about today is called Control.
Oh, you do have titles. Good. We start off with Louie in a bake shop ordering... Oh, what does he order? He orders a bunch of crap as well as...
He's there for bagels.
Okay, he's there for bagels.
And Kim knows how long it takes
right.
for him to get bagels.
But he also gets coconut-covered donuts, which he then proceeds to eat maniacally in the bake shop.
Yeah, he mows through them. He doesn't even get to enjoy them. It's just, it's purely because it's as an escape. It's like an escapist way to...
It's more like spite eating.
Spite eating?
Yeah. Because he doesn't even enjoy it himself. He's just doing it out of spite for Kim. He even says it in the thing. And one thing I did notice is that it seemed like when Louie was trying to get his crap, it looks like he cut someone else off who was in front of him. I mean, like, it looks like when the baker goes, "Who's next?" The guy raises his hand, but before he could even see him, Louie's like, "Yeah, me over here."
Me. I need donuts.
Yo,
right
me.
Now.
I
Give
need
me my
donuts.
Donuts.
I don't want to enjoy them. I just want to put them in my face. While Rich looks at me disgustingly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the episode starts off with a poker game between Louie, Kim, Mike, and
Tina.
But it looks like Mike and Tina are cheating a little bit. Maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
Eventually, Louie catches on, though.
Well, Kim catches on.
No, Louie did.
Did Louie catch them?
Yeah, because Tina was scratching her boob like no tomorrow.
Right.
And he noticed that eventually and figured out that, yeah, they were cheating. Or maybe it was a collaboration of Louie and Kim.
I think it took a group effort.
I think
but
so.
It was pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious cheating from Mike and Tina in order to get $30 from their poor friends.
Right. Either way, Louie was mad, demands the money back, threatens to fight Mike for it, fights Mike, and loses while Mike is having a heart attack.
That's right. So Mike has a heart attack, and that's really kind of what gets this episode rolling.
Definitely.
Is Mike's heart attack, because really the episode becomes about, it's all about eating. It's about
well,
food.
It's about control,
and
really.
Control. Yeah, like we said, the episode is called Control.
And yeah, Kim definitely is kicked into high panic mode, so to speak, and is checking all avenues of Louie, really. Like making sure he eats right, making sure his blood is good because she takes blood from him every now and then, and makes sure he's not cheating. And eventually tries to get a stool sample from him, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, well, one thing I really want to point out that I love about how this sitcom on HBO is that there have been other kind of blue-collar, dysfunctional family-type sitcoms and stuff before, like Roseanne, you know, comes to mind. But none of those other sitcoms like Roseanne, like on Roseanne, Roseanne never asked Dan if he was shitting his pants.
Right.
You know, like that never happened. Like they on Lucky Louie, these characters can speak the way that these characters actually speak in the real world, right?
Right. Yeah, and there's like there's no barriers, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Though Dan was definitely in a position to have a heart attack.
Oh, God. I'm surprised what did he die from in the show?
No, probably a heart attack.
Probably a heart attack, right?
Forgot that they killed him off before.
They killed him off, but
over.
Then wasn't it like a dream or something in the end?
You know what?
I've heard really bad things about the ending.
We don't need to
but
get into the final season
Why are we
of
talking
Roseanne,
about Roseanne
right now. There are some clear parallels between Roseanne and Lucky Louie. But we don't need to get into it right now. We get these constant reminders of Louis' childishness, right? Like he's just kind of like he's sniffing the markers, right? Like he's smelling the markers, and then
like we all did,
yeah. And
like
but
I
he's
did.
Just like and he's really impulsive, and just like once he's having like an imposition on his health, he has this need to like I don't know if it's just like he hates authority so much that even when it's coming from his wife and someone who loves him. that he has to reject that authority.
Right.
And the only way he has to reject the authority in this case is to just double down on eating even worse.
The worst
just
food
being
ever.
Awful. Like he goes to get sprouted bread and he ends up going home with a dozen donuts and an entire chocolate chip cake.
Right.
You know what? Give me some donuts.
Well, how many do you want? Do you want like a dozen?
Do you think I should have that many? Oh, okay.
I'll have like, a dozen then.
He's setting himself up. We're watching him actively avoid taking responsibility for his actions while he is doing them.
Yeah.
Like it's like we're observing cognitive dissonance. Like,
yeah, totally.
So he goes up. Yeah, he ends up home with his entire chocolate cake. Yeah. And where does he go with his chocolate cake? Well, chocolate cake. You can't. You need some privacy to eat a chocolate cake.
Well, in Louis's case, obviously,
can't just eat that in the kitchen where anyone could walk in.
Or the bed, you get crumbs everywhere.
That's right. You leave evidence.
So you eat it on the toilet.
Exactly.
Like everybody does.
Like with dignity.
Yeah.
The bathroom. The dignity kitchen.
Or the shame kitchen, whichever way you look at it.
The shame dining room.
So eventually Jerry gets wind of Louis' new found forced lifestyle and decides to help him out with his own brand of exercising.
Yeah. Take him out to Jerry's gym?
He took him over to Jerry's gym, yeah. Where they proceed to climb and pull and resist and do all other kinds of things.
Yeah, we learned that in like 2005, Jerry invented CrossFit and American Ninja Warrior. And
parkour.
And parkour, yeah. He was a free running enthusiast, obviously. You know, like Jerry was
climbing everything.
Yeah, Jerry
always got to be climbing. That's rule number one.
Always be climbing. And he's got a point. Rock climbers are super fit.
Yeah, man.
Total body fitness right there on the climbing.
They're using all fours.
He's got a point there.
It's a good rule. Always
that said, I don't know if being like a methadone squirrel is the best way to go around life. Like that's Jerry's just like this scrambling or like rehab squirrel. I'm always climbing.
Always be climbing.
I don't know, man. But I'd like to see him on American Ninja Warrior. I think that would be great. Somebody just
rock
like
some
that.
Things,
it
yeah.
would be awesome. But I don't know, like that. And then when whatever. But like. Kim taunts Louis. She's trying to make him eat kale. And in like 2005, kale is still like a thing that actually was rare that people hadn't heard of.
It was foliage at that point.
Like, yeah, everyone.
It wasn't cultivated for eating. It was just for like to make your front yard look nice.
Yeah, you can get kale anywhere now. But in 2005, you could only get it to like, yeah, to plant in your front yard.
Yeah.
It was decorative only.
Yeah, until the superfoodists came out with kale recipes
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The superfoodists they ran out of acai
kale.
Juice.
Yep.
And they or the acai berry ran out of juice, and they had to move on to a new vegetable.
Yeah.
And they got into the kale, and then the juicing industry got into it. We don't need to start on that.
No.
You get your Vitamixes, et cetera,
yeah.
Your green smoothies and all that.
Right.
I mean, kale's causing...
Kale is probably like the big component of the green.
It's mixing things up here. Kale's coming up big. And Louis knew about it a long time ago. He was ahead. He was ahead of the kale train.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But not ahead of the quinoa train.
No. Nope. He missed out on quinoa completely. And
he missed it by a couple of years. But
yeah. And like Kim taunts Louis if he can catch her,
right?
She'll blow him, and he can't catch her.
Nope.
And he just becomes depressed and like when he's winded and he's like, "Please, still, blow me." Like it's great. It's just like it's high comedy, and it's all very character based comedy. I love it. And I think that Jerry is just, he's there for the studio audience, I feel like, half the time. He's always just like, you never know what he's going to do, if he's going to whip out his dick or his ass or something.
Or show you his ass crunches.
Yeah, and yeah, he's willing to do that.
He'll
give you a demonstration of what's what in the world of Jerry.
Absolutely.
And then when So Louis's feeling bad about himself and about how he's got to eat healthy. So he goes to visit Mike and see how Mike's recovering. And right. Mike is hanging out outside, sitting under the sun with about a dozen pill bottles next to him, eating pepperoni pizza and drinking chocolate milkshakes.
You know, like you do after a heart attack.
Yeah, because heart attacks are all genetics, Sean.
It's genetics.
All genetics.
And don't tell Mike otherwise.
And especially don't tell Tina otherwise.
Yeah.
And I really love that Rich is there and he thinks that the government's stockpiling baboon hearts and monkey brains.
That's because they are.
And that they're holding them back and that somehow, what, are monkey brains going to solve our problems?
We could transplant monkey brains into our own brains and then we got brains.
Extra, yeah, we've got monkey brains.
That solves brain cancer right there.
Oh, well, I never thought about it like that.
There you go. And now, the more you know.
Why am I not taking my my advice from characters played by Jim Norton?
Yeah. Monkey brain pills. It's the future.
But yeah, nothing washes down heart medication like pizza and chocolate frosty milkshakes.
Nothing. Nothing in the world.
Oh.
So eventually Kim pretty much, I don't know if she gives up on Louis, but she definitely caves in on his terrible eating habits and decides that she wants him to eat in front of her.
Yeah, like at least that he shouldn't have to hide, right?
His awful
eating, shouldn't
right.
be... She wants to remove the shame from this, right? Like, come on. Like, she thinks that maybe that'll make it easier or better or at least not so hard on Louis to make him feel like he has to hide to do this.
And it doesn't look like it helps at all.
No, well...
Not at all.
It doesn't help that Louis... when you watch it, you're like, there's not even... No matter how childish and terrible you think of this character, you're like... Even as you're watching, you're like, he's trolling her, right?
Yeah, there's no way he just did that.
This isn't really how he behaves. Like, you don't think you'd, like, maybe this is just me, but you don't think you'd maybe, like, dip your toe in the first time? Like, you wouldn't
right.
just, like, it's not
maybe
like
one
cannonball, you know? Like, yeah, maybe one quarter pounder.
Instead of three Big Macs.
Exactly. You know, you come home with a little McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, you don't come home with... three meals from McDonald's and a family-sized Cinnabon. But really the turning point is when Louis starts like taking a sip of the frosting from the frosting cup. Like he does really appropriately crank up the gross.
It's borderline pornographic.
Yeah, you're right. It's fast food porn for
fast
a moment.
Food porn, yeah.
And to the extent that it causes Kim to pass out.
Yeah.
Like,
they did not do Kim at all.
The sheer knowledge that her husband is doing this to himself is just causing her future. It's causing like the Back to the Future Polaroid in her mind of their family. Like Louis just fading out of Lucy's high school graduation picture in her mind, right? Like
right.
she just sees Louis dying. So like
we gotta go back, kale smoothies for everybody.
Yeah, she's envisioning all the different places in the apartment that she's gonna find Louis dead over the years. And she's just imagining that if he dies on top of her, that she's not gonna be able to escape because she's so small.
Right.
She'll be like pinned under a Widowmaker tree in the forest.
Basically.
She'd just be stuck under this dead, putrefying heart attack, Louis.
So, yeah.
We gotta go back.
So, yeah, she eventually gets comfortable with the idea of Louis dying at a McDonald's somewhere.
Yeah, or, you know,
a Cinnabon, wherever.
Or at least that she knows that they in the end, they're able to, because it's a sitcom... At the end of 22 minutes, they're able to come and reach a compromise that, you know, Louis is going to try not to be dead within the next 10 years. And maybe Kim doesn't want to see the terrible things he's eating.
Yeah, definitely.
And I really liked the episode.
A
lot of it rang too true to me a little bit.
A little
bit. With the shame eating. And
I've definitely been to...
I've been that guy a little bit before.
I've been to two fast food restaurants in one drive. That's definitely... That's happened before.
I've done it myself. There's support for you here, Sean.
Good. I'm glad.
I've definitely... It's like, hey,
should we just
do
like a Foodie Anonymous
why
thing?
Not McDonald's and A&W?
Right.
I'm a grown man.
I think a Big Bell Box value meal and two Papa Burgers for $6 is a sweet deal.
That's a steal. I would That's be stupid. I would be stupid not to try and pack all of that into me. Sean, I'm going to be honest with you. I could not even begin to try and put two Papa Burgers and a Big Box Bell meal into me.
It's happened.
I just, I wouldn't. I might it's want happened. To do it. I just, I.
Deep down in my very conscience, I want to.
I don't. I don't have the physical capacity.
I did at one point
for that particular meal.
I used to be 320.
Did you really get that big?
I got pretty big. I got very lazy as well, probably due to the not exercising and all that stuff. But those days are behind me.
Yeah, we're back onto the more
back on track.
We're more of the sprouted bread types
now. We're on the kale smoothies.
We got the kale smoothies and the sprouted bread. We're not eating. Sean and I aren't eating chocolate cakes in our bathrooms. But judging by the way Louis looks in 2015, I'm not sure that he stopped eating chocolate cakes. He got divorced, so he's probably not eating them on the toilet anymore.
That's true. He's probably eating them at the table.
But it looks like he kept eating them, that's for sure. No, not to cast aspersions on Louis.
No.
He's a middle-aged man, et cetera, but...
he's doing well.
He looks downright spry in Lucky Louis compared to now.
Louis?
Yeah.
Is that his new show?
Yeah. And you know what? I think that this was the first episode without Jerry Minor in it.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody else was in it, but no color. No black people in this episode.
No Walton Allen.
This was a whitewashed episode of Louis.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I wouldn't, but you can definitely say that.
I won't say it. It wasn't whitewashed. It was a, it was an episode exhibiting limited diversity.
Okay, I'll accept that. Perfect.
Sure. I guess we should keep this. Keep this train moving and roll along to our
episode six.
Second episode of the our other one, episode six. And episode six is titled Flowers for Kim.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, yeah.
That's so sweet.
Flowers for Kim.
Pretty accurate.
They could be, and flowers can be many things, a gesture, a symbol. And certainly in this episode, the flowers that Louis brings Kim. Become a symbol of a lot of things in their relationship, chiefly his him being an ignoramus,
being an idiot. Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's just we start to see some. Yeah, it's just a big red flag that Louis's not a
big listener.
Not a big listener. Not the greatest partner in a relationship. Go figure. Are you telling me that a character based on a stand-up comedian for a sitcom isn't a we're not going to see what is an example of a perfect relationship? Are you telling me that that's not going to lead to high comedy on HBO?
Well, I mean, it did, so...
I guess we need conflict.
Guess we need conflict, yeah.
Perfect relationships aren't going to work.
So Louis goes through his weekend at Mike's Muffler Shop, which we finally see.
Louis
actually doing work.
We don't actually see Louis doing any work. We just see Louis leaving at the end of the day.
Who knows what he did?
But we do at least witness that there is a place where he wears his uniform.
It's not a made up place. It's definitely a place.
And Mike is there. It is his boss. He is his boss.
And Rich is there for no reason except to insult Louis and Mike.
Well, that's what Rich's purpose is for the most part.
That's true.
He shows up to say something crazy about like some sort of weird conspiracy thing or insult somebody or have a completely off point of view. Like he's just there to be a really deranged character.
Or to sell weed, whatever.
You know what Rich is? Rich is there to make Louis and Mike look sympathetic, right? Like...
I guess so.
Like, Louis might not be the hero of this show if he wasn't surrounded by even more terrible people, right? Like, we need Mike and Rich, or else Louis is a villain. Right?
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way, but that's so true.
Like, I didn't either until just now. I'm like,
because Mike is terrible, too. He's the worst.
They're awful. He's stealing for, like, in the last episode, they cheated at cards. They were stealing from their friend. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he was deceiving his wife against his health so that he could eat pizza and milkshakes. Like, yeah, no, they're bad. They're not good people.
No.
Jerry isn't a bad person, but he's got his own problems,
who
clearly.
Knows who and what he does.
Exactly. It's just, it's very clear that, sure, we understand that Louis doesn't have it as well together as Walter does, Walter and Ellen do.
Oh, they,
like,
they got their
Walter and down. Ellen clearly don't have any more money or whatever than Louis does, but they've got their shit together somehow, and Louis just does not. And but if all the other characters were more like Walter, it's like this would be a problem. But
that would be the worst show.
Yeah,
ever.
No, we just have to have these terrible characters to make Louis look better.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, so we set up this weekend from the muffler shop. We get set up from Louis's side, and then we get back into their apartment, and Tina's visiting, and then we set up the that same weekend. Get set up from Kim's point of view.
Right.
So that when Kim and Louis come together, we kind of have this understanding of what their expectations and plans kind of are.
Right.
And
after she gives Jerry two plates of food.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Jerry's, all right, if you're going to have a romantic weekend, you know, you have to give Jerry his supplies so that he doesn't have to come and visit,
right.
You know? Because but that might not actually keep him away. It'll only keep him at an arm's length.
Yeah, as we see.
Because the man's not even capable of deciding which plate is for which day.
Well, that's a tough choice. I mean, there's two plates. You don't know which one you want to eat first, you know? It's a
Saturday, Sunday, it's tough. It's a tough situation.
Tougher. It's a tougher.
But yeah, the Louis and Kim have managed to offload Lucy for the weekend so that they can have this romantic weekend. They offload Jerry so they can have this romantic weekend.
Yep.
Their adult son and their their adult son that's Kim's brother and their daughter.
And things take a nosedive almost immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. Yeah, we'll
first
will
not well first Louis tries to have sex immediately.
Right.
And then when he's stymied, when he's not going to get that happen immediately, he's like, "Oh right. Flowers, right?
Let's get her some
here,
flowers.
I did a nice for you."
Yeah, that's as much enthusiasm as he had too.
Here, I made you a nice. Blow now, please. Like that's more or less the way it works.
Yeah.
That's
but
kind of the rhythm
out,
of it.
It turns out Kim doesn't like red roses.
No,
and she's told Louis this many times by now.
Like how long they've been together for years?
Yeah,
and. Presumably, Louis has attempted to give her red roses several times.
Yeah, several times. And more than five, guaranteed.
Yeah. Just a thought. Like, it proves that coming from Louis, red roses is a thoughtless gift.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a fight, right? It doesn't have to be
no.
a fight, but it becomes a fight immediately because Louis is adamant about being an ignorant prick. He won't.
Right.
He's unwilling to accept responsibility for that. He's not that he hasn't listened, and that it's actually inconsiderate for him to give her red roses. So instead of accepting responsibility, he just gets angry immediately.
Right.
He deflects. He deflects. He deflects. Deflects all just everything. No responsibility. No, no. I did a nice thing. Flowers are nice. You should say thank you.
Should
just like
yeah.
You should be thankful. You should be thankful. I didn't do anything wrong. You're at fault. Just deflect, deflect, deflect. And when that's not working, he eventually is just getting so frustrated that he has to just end the fight somehow.
Yeah.
And he decides to do it by dropping a bomb.
The C bomb.
The bomb. The C bomb.
The see you next Tuesday bomb.
The see you next Tuesday bomb. Yeah. So that goes over well.
I'd say it doesn't go over too well, Brett.
Really?
Yeah, because Kim immediately shuts down and walks into the bedroom.
I thought that's what you wanted women to do, Sean. You want them to stop?
No.
Don't you want them to shut their yap and get in the kitchen? Huh?
You know, yeah.
She was baking a pie. She was doing the right thing with
right.
the pie.
Right. But then she had to be a B.O.B. biatch.
Okay.
B.O.B. biatch.
It is a great moment when, a little character moment, when she ditches the pie in the garbage can. But she knows her husband, you know? She knows this man that she married. She knows that he's not above going into the garbage can for hot, fresh pie.
Right.
So she is out immediately covering it in toilet cleaner.
Yeah.
Right in his hand. He's already got it out of the garbage can, ready to, like, launch into this garbage pie.
As soon as she tossed it under the garbage, guaranteed she was in the bathroom, like, 5 seconds later, just grabbing that bottle.
He's going to be right behind me. I'm getting that bottle. There's like, no way he's getting that pie. He is not tasting that pie.
He took it out of the garbage. I'm going to go get the toilet cleaner.
This ends now. I will die on this hill. So yes, so then she gives him the silent treatment. And you know what? Do you think that's deserved?
Yeah, I'd say so. Louis was definitely in the wrong in this whole thing.
I think at least for a little while, to like avoid saying anything equally hurtful to Louis, the silent treatment is probably at least
probably
like
the better route.
Let's take a breather. Let's take a break. Let's not engage with this right now.
Yeah.
And he starts coming up with excuses. Oh. He starts trying to take away not just his responsibility for giving the flowers, but he starts to deflect responsibility from using the C-bomb.
Yeah. Oh, someone called you a name.
Just needed to jar us out of a deadlock. Oh, yeah, your weekend's ruined. You got some flowers you didn't like, and somebody called you a name. Like, what the hell is going... He's refusing to accept responsibility, and...
And makes it worse.
And he
makes it exponentially worse.
And then he starts actually going like, hey, you're going to ruin our weekend.
You are a C.
Oh.
You're a super C, yeah, dumb C.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
he doesn't make it better for himself. You know, it's great. He digs a hole. He digs it deeper. You know, it's a sitcom. We understand how this is going to work, right? Digs a hole, digs it deeper. Things get bad. And then he needs to converse with his Wilson, whoever his Wilson is in this version of a sitcom.
Which I guess would be Mike.
Well, we'll get into it in a second here. But like, just like he's... The next morning when he's like fixing her breakfast and everything and trying to get her to talk to him and react, he's trying really genuinely for like 10 seconds.
it wasn't long.
Like it runs out way too quick. And,
totally.
And just we've got to get him out of there so he can converse with his Wilson. He's got to commune with the goddess. And you know, like Walter, he talks to Walter about it. Walter understands, but it's just like it's no good. It's not going to work. Walter he washes his hands of the whole thing,
right?
And so Louis got to get out there, and he's got to commune with the goddess. And in this time, the goddess is Mike and Rich.
I'd say Mike. I think he's a little more knowledgeable of
things. But in this particular case, he gets his wisdom kind of in a roundabout way. Where he doesn't take the advice directly from Mike so much as he talks to them, and when he's trying to, like, he's lying to Rich and Mike, right? Like, he's laying
it
on
thick. He sets
it
up so it looks like
he's pulling a real Rashomon, right?
Yeah,
he's really laying into the details on, he's underplaying Kim's side of it, and he's overplaying his side of it. And Mike even questions him into, like, did Kim ever say she didn't like those flowers? Like, Mike's actually starts picking apart Louis's carefully constructed argument that makes him right.
That makes him look good, yeah.
And as that's happening, Rich begins to vehemently agree with Louis's position, and that's really what kind of is the straw that breaks the camel's back and really lets Louis know that, oh shit,
I was being a dick this whole time.
I've been terrible. Rich is on my side on this one. Like
this
isn't good. At least he knows himself and his friends well enough to understand that when Rich is on his side, when it comes to relationships, that that's not the right side to be on.
Definitely not.
I don't know how he ended up with these terrible friends.
High school? I don't know.
Oh, it's hard to say. But at least Louis understands that Rich is wrong, and then he's able to kind of come back around and apologize.
In a genuine way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kim you get some genuine care between each other there. Right. Like they you know, we've critiqued the acting and stuff from Louis before, but you have to at least say that the actors between him, Louis and Pamela Adlon, they have chemistry together.
Absolutely.
They're really,
I honestly think they're an item because they feel like even in Louis, they hit it off so well.
Yeah, they clearly, and you can also see that she's been a producer on Louis the entire time as well. But they clearly mesh as people.
For sure.
And I think that's really key. And I think it's something that, you know, this show, I would have liked to see more of it. You know, like they just
totally.
They're really good at playing off of each other. And I really like that. But and in the end, the unfailingly dopey Louis dances it out.
Yep.
To seduce his wife in the 20 minutes they have before Lucy gets back.
And presumably Jerry.
Yes.
Because he was waiting in the hallway the whole time.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about this. This whole episode, whenever Louis is out, goes out into the hallway, or whenever we see the hallway,
you hear that.
Jerry's hovering around like in the hallway, just waiting for the weekend to be over so he can visit.
Yes, Walt.
He's just
creeping
out. Yeah, still Friday.
Still Friday.
I hate romantic weekends. So, Sean, I got to ask you.
What's this?
Do you have any? Before we leave the episode, do you have any more rules for Jerry's gym?
Ooh, do I have any more rules? I can't think of any right now. Oh, shit. Should have worked on some.
Any more games that Jerry might play to keep himself in shape?
I don't know. Hanging off basketball hoops? That seems like it's up his alley.
Just like...
Always be hanging?
Hanging out just like whatever sort of like playground equipment is available?
Yeah. Or, you know, like doing flips off benches or...
Lots of chain link fence climbing?
A lot of chain link fence climbing.
That's tough on the hands, tough on the fingers.
That would be, yeah.
Okay.
For a bit.
Who's the MVP?
I'm going to go with Jerry for MVP.
Jerry. For the two episodes?
For the
it's two. It's got to be Jerry.
Yeah. For the first episode for
Control.
For Control.
Right, episode 5 was Control.
Right, for Control. For his whole fiasco in the park. And in Flowers for Kim for just being a creeper and waiting in the hallway for the romantic weekend to be over.
Yeah.
He definitely worked for me
in
these two episodes.
He's been perfect comic relief.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give Louis the MVP.
Oh.
For the first time.
Wow.
I don't think I think that his acting, his sitcom acting has gotten together a bit better after the first few episodes. I don't think you see as many hiccups in what's going on, and I think that he had a lot more kind of emotionally to do in these two episodes, I think. You know, the shame
definitely.
Eating stuff, you know, like he had to really sell that. He had to communicate that. And then in the second episode where he's having problems with Kim, you know, he's got to be able to
fix that situation.
That's got to be able to be believable.
Yeah.
And he's got to be able and the way that he's changing his tactics and everything while he's trying to get her back on his side and everything, like it comes across, it rings really true, mm-hmm. And I got to give him props because in the first couple episodes, I thought his acting was maybe a little shaky, and I thought it was pretty strong in this, especially given the material.
Cool.
So big ups for Louis himself.
Way to go, Louis, you did it.
You can do it.
Congrats.
You can actorize, you can do it all the way. So thanks for listening to Little Shows That Couldn't. We'll be back next time with... the episodes Discipline and Get Out.
See you in part 4.
Yeah, you can check us out, littleshowspod.com, on Twitter, @littleshowspod. And
where are you at on Twitter, Brett?
Check it out. I'm @BrettMad, BrettMad.
I'm @SeanStewman, SHAUNSTEWMAN.
So check us out and follow us, interact with us, give us some comments, tell us what you think.
Tell us how good we smell.
Yeah.
We love hearing that.
You can smell us. Smell it. Smell it a little.
Do it. Smell your phone.
Smell your phone right now.
Do it. Smell it. All right.
Bye.
See you later.